SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Former President Donald Trump will be leading the GOP in a third consecutive presidential election after clinching the nomination Tuesday.
Mr. Trump has surpassed the 1,215 delegate threshold needed to become the presumptive Republican nominee. This comes after victories in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State. The former president will officially accept the nomination at the GOP convention in July.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. In the meantime, President Biden clinching a second straight Democratic nomination and facing a rematch with Donald Trump. Politicians across Haiti scrambling now for power after Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced he would resign once a transitional presidential council is created. Also at SRNnews.com, bitter fighting in Ukraine and Russia.
Ukrainian officials say long-range drones smashed into two oil facilities deep inside Russia on Tuesday. The attack by waves of drones across eight regions of Russia displayed Kyiv's expanding technological capacity as the war extends into its third year. And a cross-border ground assault also weakened President Vladimir Putin's argument that life in Russia has been unaffected by the war. Kyiv officials say the soldiers are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry says its military and security forces killed 234 fighters while thwarting the incursion. I'm Norman Hall.
A vessel loaded with 200 tons of food sailing to Gaza. It's a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory where the Israeli-Hamas war has driven thousands of people to the brink of starvation. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from an earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mohler warns the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party is far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Libraries across America struggling to cover the cost of e-books.
The digital copies of books often cost libraries four or more times the price consumers pay. And unlike paper books, an e-book doesn't last. The libraries are only leasing their copies from digital publishing platforms. After a year or two, the e-books expire. Librarians in some states are pushing for legislation that would help lower their costs. Publishers are fighting these proposals, saying they undermine intellectual property rights. John Scott reported.
New York Times fighting off Wordle clones. It argues the numerous games inspired by the popular word-guessing game infringe on its copyright protections. After Wordle skyrocketed to internet fame, suddenly hundreds of copycats have been emerging in the last 2 years. More details at SRNnews.com.